Back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, you're squatting on your plank. The other alternative.
Back part.
They call it the back part of your thighs. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco plant or passing the time with friends.
Down the legs, yeah.
Ever right. Haunches?
Haunches.
What's
yeah.
A haunch?
Haunches, how you get yourself down.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Your leg, thighs resting on the back of your leg. Mm-hmm. That's a haunch.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit blank.
Pale?
Or?
Weak?
Or?
Sick? I don't know.
Ever peaked?
Peaked, yeah.
Okay, how would you say felt?
I would say he felt weak.
Okay. Person who can lift heavy weights, what would you call him?
Stout man.
Uh-huh. Could you give some definitions for strong, stout, husky, robust? Any differences?
Strong, as in muscles, heavy muscles, strong muscles.
Stout?
Stout muscles.
What about, what's the difference between stout and strong?
Strong is able to endure, to take more.
Huh?
And stout is the degree, I guess, that you put it on.
How about husky?
I don't know the difference
between husky.
Robust. Take more. Uh-huh. Husky and robust would take more than that.
Okay. What about good nature? Is there a difference between clever, good nature, kind and good nature, admirable and good nature, pleasant and good nature, likely good nature?
Well, I think good nature encompasses a lot of the words you've called it. Mm-hmm.
Difference between clever and kind, of course.
Yes. It's a combination, but clever could mean many things.
How about kind? What sort of things could clever mean first?
Clever could be a keen intellect to do things and get by with things and to try things in different ways.
Huh.
On the other hand, it could mean brainlessness or able to negotiate with people and get along with people.
How about kind?
Kind is soft-spoken treatment to people and times of need or whatever.
How about admirable?
Admirable is being able to see in others things that are good and being able to admit them to yourself.
How about pleasant?
Pleasant is personality is to be able to put on an attitude of friendliness.
How about likely?
Likely is
not the Edgar. He's a likely guy.
L-I-K-E-L-Y? Likely is almost just happen. That's the kind of word you
No, mean? I'm thinking more in the sense of good nature.
Uh-huh. He's likable. You were thinking of likable.
Oh, this is what he has. Common? Common as it relates to good nature.
Yes.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over furniture. You say, at that age, he is...